solace there.
It's a pleasure to be back here again this morning, and I suppose we don't need introduction to most of you folks, but maybe there are some that haven't had a chance to meet us yet, and we're all part of the Dickerson family. Our dads were three brothers that liked to get together and do this kind of music, and we've kind of tried to copy them. It's my cousin Larry over here putting that mandolin on. And I'm Clint, and this is another cousin, Steve, and that's my brother over there, Bill, playing the piano. And we are privileged to be back at Yuma Pine this morning. Our prayer is that the Lord's name will be glorified in everything that's done here this morning.
Larry's dad used to play the guitar, and Clint and Bill's dad played the guitar too. In his older years, he took up the violin and did pretty well on that. My dad was the one who introduced the mandolin into our family. So we come from a long line of stringed instrument players and technicians, I should say, too.
Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his word. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
By the way, did you notice that was a Christmas song?
Driving out here this morning, I was noticing the light, the sunrise, the streams of sunlight that shine on these hills over here to the south. It's really become one of my favorite scenes in the early morning and in the evening when the sun sets. It's the way the light streams over on those hills back behind the penitentiary. They're called the Prescott Hills. Some people call them the Skyrocket Hills. But anyway, I've been spending a lot of time in both of these places lately because I've taken up a new hobby, photography. And boy, you learn right away that light and shadows are kind of everything. And I was thinking the other day, and this morning again, as I was watching that sunrise on these mountains out here, you know, that's the way it is in our spiritual life too. Light and shadows is made up of our spiritual life too. And we're always happy when light from heaven can come down and brighten our day. And that's what happened when Christ came down here and brought us light back to our lives. We're going to do a song now called Light from Heaven.
You're in the darkness, your soul is reaching for any promise you can hold on to. But soon you'll see just what God is teaching. The light from heaven will come breaking through. For the sun is always shining, though the clouds may hide its view. You may not see a silver lining, but any day now, some way and somehow, the light from heaven will come breaking
this Christmas spirit when we stepped inside this building. How nicely decorated. We were reminded of Christmas, which is just around the corner. And we want our music to be decorated with Christmas thoughts and themes this morning. I know that we all are joyful. This is the season of joy. And but there's nothing in this life that we experience right now like what happened back there in Bethlehem's manger 2,000 years ago. How blessed we are, and how we do sing our praise to God, and our next song, which we like to play for you, but we like to play with you too as you sing, Joy to the World. We're going to sing in page 125, verses 1, 2, and 4. 1, 2, and 4. So joy to the world. Let's join in heartily.
Theme today, but as you've seen so far, a number of the songs that we're going to do are just good old gospel songs, but you know, the very center of the Christmas story is where it all leads, because if Jesus hadn't gone ahead and lived his life, hadn't, called his disciples, hadn't preached to the multitudes, hadn't died for us, there would have been no point in it. So we want to sing another old gospel song, which I think the Christmas story points to. It's called At the Cross.
Sight, and now I am happy all the day at the
These old hymns, you know, are in the form of a prayer. And if you stop and think about the lyrics, they're just, a lot of them stated really wonderfully. Maybe just the things we'd like to say. We've got one here that's called, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Tune our hearts to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing call for songs of loudest praise." And it is our prayer that our music and our songs can glorify Jesus. And so we sing this as a prayer this morning, and invite you to pray along with us.
For thy courts above.
Well, think what it must have been like to be Mary and to be carrying this child of God. And, you know, I was thinking about this on the way here this morning, and that's not all that was kind of unusual in this whole Christ come to this earth to redeem us scenario. Think about when he went back to heaven. His father had to recognize him again, you know, and of course he was in touch with his father all the time. But, you know, Jesus went through changes, you know, to come down here to become part of us and to sympathize with what we were going through. And so we learned a little song that we're going to play for you as an instrumental on our mandolins and a few other instruments here too, I guess. But it's called Mary, Did You Know? Which the name of the song implies everything that we're talking about. Be surprised and to have this responsibility to raise this child of God.
Now I'd like you to grab your hymnals again and find number 135, O Little Town of Bethlehem. It's one of my favorite Christmas carols. O Little Town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. And I like the part in the, it's actually the third verse, it says, how silently the wondrous gift is given. And then it applies it to us. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. So we're going to sing the first, third, and fourth stanzas.
Silent stars go by, yet in thy light.
do something that's not heard in church very often. We're going to play a tune in a minor key.
Although I'll tell you, Larry, the opening song for Sabbath School was in a minor key, and the open song for church was in a minor.
Well, that was an old Irish song that we borrowed, you know.
Yeah, right.
I told my cousins this morning, I says, now don't bother to move that tree. I grew up in the woods, I feel. With the limbs hanging over me, like that's kind of a feeling of security. If I can get everything right now. From him, and so I've been learning the banjo. But he never taught me how to tune it.
He said you gotta have a lawnmower to tune.
Oh, that's right. He said you gotta have a lawnmower.
tune the lawnmower? How's that work, Clint? By the way, Steve Wagner, who Larry's talking about there, actually introduced this song. And he and Larry sat playing it, and Steve said, you know, I don't think the band would ever want to play this one, would they? But here we are.
We do?
You sound good.
Sound good to your ears?
What else are you going to get with the banjo?
Kind of nitpicky, because, you know, Clint's a piano tuner. Steve did it for a while too. I hate to say it's under my.
Well, I went to church one day for to hear them sing and to hear the preacher cry. The preacher said I must repent, so right down the aisle, keep your hand on the Bible. Hold on.
Wash my feet in the water.
our next song, Only Trust Him. I need I say more. Only trust Him.
Mr. Wagner also told me, didn't tell me, that you have to use the cable on these things all the time, and you have to be retuning them all the time. He had little clips, you know, where he'd pull a string down, slip it up under a little rail, I think they call it.
Railroad spikes.
Spike, little spike. But I have to tune it and hope it doesn't break. Decided to do it in the avenue. And that meant I had to take the capo not all the way up. Close enough?
Sounds like it. Changed keys on me last time, since the last time I played it now. What key are we playing in?
E. E major.
E major.
Quite a few years ago, I lived in New Mexico, and I was a school teacher at the time, and we had Christmas vacation, and I was going traveling from New Mexico to Arizona, which is where my parents lived at that time. My wife and I were going to go visit my folks. And it's a fairly long trip, so we wanted to break it up into 2 days. We needed a place to stay overnight. Turned out that another one of our cousins, Bill and Clint's younger brother, Burton, lived in a place that was kind of partway on my route. And we said, well, let's just go there and visit them on our way. So we made our plans. Well, it turned out by the time we got ready for our trip, they said, you know, we're not going to be home, but you're welcome to stay at our house. And they told us where there was a key so we could come and get in. And so we did that and spent kind of a peaceful evening there. But what do you do, you know, when you're planning to visit somebody and suddenly the program is gone, there's nothing to do? You sit down and write a song, right? Isn't that what you do? So that's what happened to me. And it was Christmas time. I had Christmas on my mind. And I wrote a song that's called With the Lambs and the Sheep. And the hope of the song was that it would put us into the Christmas story. So we all heard the Christmas story read there in the second chapter of Luke, how the shepherds brought their came to see Jesus and so forth, and then went back praising God. So this talks about Mary and the birth of Jesus. It talks about the shepherds coming. It talks about the other story that we connect with Christmas, the wise men coming. And then in the end, it has a little phrase that should come home to you. Let's see how it sounds.
Shepherds were watching their flocks by night. An angel from heaven brought them the light. They went to Bethlehem, worship to bring. The angel had told them the baby was king. The shepherds adored him. Lambs and his sheep.
Steve just taught us that song a couple days ago, and I said, yeah, I'll try playing the bass. I'm sure glad I don't have to play this in no time.
We're so blessed in so many ways in life, you know, the provision that comes our way, how God takes care of us. But everything like that, including Christmas, is an expression of the Father's deep love for us and for the Son who gave his all. We're going to sing now, How Deep the Father's Love for Us.
Famous of all Christmas carols, so I'll ask you to turn in your hymnal again to number 143, and we'll sing the first, third, and fourth stanzas of Silent Night. But I want you to notice that just the very title tells you something about the situation and maybe how we ought to start singing it. Silent Night. I don't know if you've ever been in a place where it's absolutely quiet. It doesn't happen to us much in this mechanized world. You know, even at home, I may wake up and say, what's that sound? Oh, the refrigerator stopped running. So the absence of sound is more of an anomaly to us than its presence is, but on this particular night it says, silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. So let's start out singing kind of softly and we can build up as we go along. First, third, and fourth stanzas.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and
Sabbath day's blessing. Father in heaven, it's been good to be here. As we consider this season of the year that we're in, we know that Jesus wasn't born on December 25, probably not anywhere close to it, but it's still the most important event as we look back in history and how he lived for us and later how he died for us. And we thank you for that. And as we celebrate this season, may our hearts be turned toward Jesus as the reason. We pray it in his name.